Oh wow, this is really something. The intersection of AI and personal identity is sparking a legal firestorm, and David Green's case against Google is at the center of it all.
That's a big deal. Green, the iconic NPR host, claims Google's AI tool, Notebook LM, used his voice without asking, paying, or giving credit. It's a huge clash between tech innovation and human rights.
Exactly. This isn't just about a voice. It's about how AI is blurring the lines between creation and exploitation. The whole world's watching to see if tech companies will respect individual boundaries.
Notebook LM itself is fascinating. It's Google's experiment to help people analyze documents, right? But the AI's voice, described as a podcast-style male tone, is the real controversy.
And now it's a legal battle. Green says that voice is so close to his own that listeners might think he's endorsing Google. That's not just a technical issue, it's a trust issue.
Absolutely. The case is forcing us to ask, when AI replicates a person's voice or style, does it cross into territory that violates their rights? The implications for media and creativity are staggering.
It's like a mirror held up to our digital age. We're used to AI mimicking text or images, but a voice, so tied to identity, feels like a personal violation.
For someone like Green, whose career has been built on his voice, this is a direct attack on his professional brand. It's not just about a tool, it's about control over one's own identity.
And yet, the bigger picture is even scarier. If companies can mimic voices without consent, what's stopping them from using personal data for other purposes? It's a Pandora's box.
That's why this case is so critical. It's testing the limits of how AI is trained and who gets to decide what's ethical. If Green wins, it could force companies to rethink their data practices.
But here's the catch. AI relies on massive data sets. How do you balance innovation with protecting individual rights? It's a tightrope walk.
Exactly. The outcome here could shape the future of AI. Will it be a tool for creativity or a weapon for exploitation? The answer depends on how we regulate it.
As the legal battle unfolds, the pressure on Google and all tech giants will be huge. They'll have to choose, prioritize profits or respect the people whose voices they're using.
And the public. They're watching too. If this case sets a precedent, it could spark a wave of demand for transparency and accountability in AI development.
It's a reminder that technology isn't just about code. It's about the people behind it and the rights they deserve.
That's the heart of it. Whether we're creators, users, or just curious, this case is a call to action. To demand that AI evolves responsibly, not recklessly.
So what's next? Will this case become a turning point for AI ethics? Or will it fade into the noise of tech's endless innovation?
Only time will tell. But one thing's clear, the human voice isn't just a sound. It's a story, a legacy, and a right. And that's not something we can let AI take for granted.
Agreed. This isn't just a legal battle, it's a fight for the soul of technology.
And it's a conversation we all need to be part of.